covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
And it's a world that man can eat at all, when things are big that should be small. Who can tell what magic spells?
18 after on this Thursday. Rain, rain, rain. You know what that means? It means you go slide into a movie theater, bury your arm up to the elbow in greasy, buttery popcorn, and totally be indulgent and watch movie after movie. It's movie day, everybody. Ron Van Timmeren here to tell us how it's done in style. Ron, welcome back.
Steve, it's great to be back, baby. Transformers is here.
All right. Whoa. All right. It starts today?
Actually started yesterday, Tuesday night, as a matter of fact. So I haven't heard any box office numbers. They released Tuesday night's early shows at $5.5 million, which is a pretty good start for them. The Last Night, they call that, with a K.
All right. So have you seen it yet? Give me something here.
Yeah. I went to the IMAX, saw it in 3D. You know, I did not like the last couple Transformers movies. They were noisy. They were hard to figure out. Well, this one's still noisy and hard to figure out, but it's better than the last couple, I have to admit. And mostly because of that knight tie-in, the Knights of the Round Table, they brought in King Arthur. Did you know Transformers were part of the mythology of our history? Of the Merlin the Magician was an alien or something. I don't know. It was just kind of a nice little tie-in, and it actually worked better than I expected it to.
I had no idea, but see, now I know. See, I learn something here every day, and today is the perfect day to go educate myself and watch Transformers. Is it what's this storm's name, Cindy, or something like that? Spreads rain all across America. It's a great day to get out and see these movies, Ron. It's perfect.
It's perfect, absolutely. 2D, 3D, D-Box, IMAX 3D on Transformers The Last Night. Of course, Mark Wahlberg is back, Anthony Hopkins is back, Josh Duhamel, Laura Haddock is the new Transformers babe. She fits the part quite well, I must say. So that's going to be number one at the box office. Of course, Cars did really well last weekend. That'll be good for a family choice this week as well, or today if it's raining. Captain Underpants is still playing as well. There's another alternative title coming this weekend called Beatrice at Dinner. I'm not so sure I can recommend it for you, Steve, because it's definitely a social satire. John Lithgow plays sort of this billionaire Republican type, and Selma Hayek is a Latino, let's just call her the help. And, they don't get along in this dinner party. It's just, I do like good social satire. I do like those kind of fireworks in this R-rated thing. Beatrice for Dinner getting rave reviews.
All right. So maybe I should, maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. Well, I guess we'll figure that one out. What else is new?
Well, I'm off next week. The Baby Driver opens up on Wednesday, which I thought was a terrific movie, an R-rated action thriller, comedy, great soundtrack. Kevin Spacey stars, John Hamm in it, Lily James, Ansel Elgort. His name is Baby, and he's the getaway car driver. And from director Edgar Wright, I just thought it was a terrific, something completely different from the sequels that you're seeing, the blockbusters everywhere. And then, of course, on next Friday, Despicable Me 3 and The House with Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler, a story about a family that needs to pay for college for their child, so they open up a casino in their basement. What could go wrong with that?
Nothing could go wrong. It's the perfect idea.
I know. You need money, just pretend that you can run a casino, I guess. But anyway, yes. That's opening up next week, Friday. So good stuff on the way for the holiday weekend coming up too.
Perfect, and you'll be on the road making family movies and memories.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I got a family wedding to attend in Maine, so I'm hitting the road next week and looking forward to a little break out there and some good family times.
Well, there you go, Ron Van Timmeren, everybody. Ron, have a great day. Where will we find you?
See you at the movie, Steve.
Thank you, Ron. Very well done, as always. I still recommend Wonder Woman. I thought that was a very well-done film. There you go. Let's see here. Did you say you had somebody on the line there, Alex? All right, let's go back to the hotline. It's a popular place right now. Frank checking in from DeWitt. Hello, Frank.
Hi, Steve. Great show as always. I just want to caution. I've heard some good calls this morning, but folks, we have to go out and vote for the Republicans, no matter how bad they are. And hear me out. Do they deserve our vote? No. If they sit there and do nothing, will that make us mad at them? Yes. But you cannot go back to the Democrats. At least the Republican Senate has got us a good Supreme Court justice. If we let these Democrat skunks get back into office, they will attack President Trump. They'll have more numbers to try to pull him down. And right now, politically, he's the only thing that we've got going for us. Do not vote Democrat for any reason. The most worthless Republican is better than the best Democrat in the world. Thanks, Steve.
Frank, thank you for checking in. There you go. 888-900-9966 is the number to call to be involved with the conversation. Still to come today, we're going to talk about tsunamis on the Great Lakes. Yeah, you know, is it common? No, but it happens. And then Ryan Morrow will be here with a much more serious conversation to discuss the attack in Flint, by the way. Apparently, Lieutenant Jeff Neville was helping his colleague set up for a meeting inside Flint Bishop Airport. And when the attack came yesterday, fortunately, there were other law enforcement people around when he was attacked by this 50-year-old Canadian man who was yelling, Allahu Akbar. You know, and what's weird about it is CNN and MSNBC and others are still trying to figure out if there's actually a connection between people yelling Allahu Akbar and killing innocents, if there's a connection there with Islam. They can't seem to find the connection and the connection to terrorism and radicalization. MSNBC and CNN still working on that to figure that puzzle out today. I don't have that difficulty. Maybe I'm a little better at mathematics than they are, but I, you know, when I hear a man saying those things and attacking innocent people, I say, look, it's terrorism. We've had a terrorist attack in Flint. The FBI now saying the same thing. We'll talk more about that with Ryan Morrow coming up here on the program. But first, tsunamis on the Great Lakes and much more. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.